Good morning. Madam Secretary, will you please call the roll, please?
Okay. Committee Chair Peterson.
Here.
Director Darcy.
Here.
Director Gonzalez. We have a forum.
Thank you. Any public comments today? Okay. I'd like to move for approval of the minutes of the regular board meeting and executive session held on May 16th of the Finance Administration Operations Committee. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Nays? Motion passes. Item number five, Executive Director. We're going to talk a little bit about property and liability insurance procurement. And Mike Kelch is going to give us a presentation.
Great. Thank you, Chair Peterson. As you recall, several directors have had questions in the past about how the tollway procures insurance and the potential alternate methods for securing coverage. We've developed the following presentation to help give an overview of the procurement process, including competitiveness and pricing. Mike Kelch is going to walk through this, and we're hoping for, I think, ultimately to get out of this some discussion and maybe a direction from you all of whether you'd like to see us advocate for a different approach. It's not just the tollway that would be involved in making that decision, it'd be several other layers of entities, but to get some sense from all of you whether we should be thinking about this a little differently than we have been. So, Mike.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Good morning. As Christy mentioned, we wanted to take an opportunity to have a discussion about how we currently do some of the procurements for our insurance products and what options might be available, and are there better processes to encourage a competitive environment with respect to the acquisition of those products. With me today, I think you've met him before, is John Houck. He's our senior manager for risk insurance, and he really leads most of these procurement efforts. Some basic facts about insurance procurements. It is purchasing really a financial product rather than the typical good or service procurement. This would be really identifying a means for transferring a claim or a liability or a potential loss to another party for the payment of a premium. We have insurance requirements that are included in the trust indenture. They're primarily property damage and liability insurance coverages required. Not surprisingly, not all insurance policies are alike. It's not a commodity. And the tollway itself, because of the nature of the business that we're in, the types of comparables to the tollway are quite limited. Specifications of coverage and policy, that is part of the challenge, because the tollway is limited in terms of comparables. We have to put a lot of time into developing what types of coverage what types of risks we want to retain and what type of risks we want to kind of offload to carriers. What's very important, obviously, in this process is the financial stability of the carriers. So these claims, when they are made, can be out there for multiple years. We need to have parties that we're working with that we know will continue to be in business, not only in the year that they're providing the coverage, but for multiple years after their claims are standing. And the underwriting or the identifying of the acceptable insureds and the premiums that would be appropriate to providing that coverage as it was from among the carriers. Financial stability, we have required A-minus ratings for the carriers. That puts us really right in the middle of the rating structure and would include about 50% of the carriers that are out there and eliminate about 50% of the carriers that are out there in the market. So, to give you an idea of some of the costs of the coverages that we retain, commercial general liability, business automobile liability, and excess liability are what we package and what we call our liability insurance coverage. The premiums, as you can see, are about $890,000 for that coverage, and that coverage is, including the excess policies, is $150 million per occurrence with a retention of $250,000. The property insurance, the blanket property insurance, provides coverage of up to $200 million and has a retention or a deductible of $1 million. And as you can see, the cost of that is about $694,000. That coupled with our central administration building, the total property insurance coverage is about $746,000. So you can see those two areas are really the significant policies that we purchase. We also have some smaller coverages for equipment located throughout our system and the public officials bond, which we're required to do by state statute. In addition to the property and liability equipment breakdown, we do provide medical and life insurance benefits for our employees, and we've listed down below some of the costs associated with providing those coverages. We've identified three methods that would be available to the tollway that are generally used by businesses to obtain insurance. The first is what we refer to as requests for qualifications, and we'll talk a little bit more about these. Requests for proposal or establishment of a broker of record, and requests for proposal or for an open bidding or an open bidding process for the coverage itself, which is the process that we currently employ for obtaining insurance. So the discussion we'd like to have, some of the feedback we'd like to get, is how can we go about obtaining low-cost coverage and continuing to achieve what we believe are fairly aggressive premiums while encouraging competition among brokers or competition in the marketplace. One of the things that we've run across is as we receive a proposal from maybe one or two companies, and one company tends to, for each of these programs, tends to repeat in terms of providing the best bid. So request for qualifications is a systematic approach to find a broker agent where we would go out and essentially do an RFP to identify a party, a broker, to work with us and with the carriers to develop the best policy and the best insurance product for the tollway. In this case, that we would identify a single broker through the RFP process, and we could identify a single broker in total for the entire tollway, or we could identify a single broker for each different kind of insurance product that we would procure. The second approach would be similar to that, in that we would issue a request for proposal for brokers, but we would try to establish brokers of record for individual segments of the market for each product. So you might secure through this RFP process three brokers for liability insurance, and you would assign based upon the responses of those brokers segments of that liability insurance market to each of those three brokers and ask them to go out and get proposals that are competitive. The third method, the method that we've employed, the method that the Department of Central Management Services has essentially allowed us to undertake to this point, is a process by which we attempt to identify the specific specifications, scope, needs of the product, and we issue an RFP to secure the product. And in most cases, that has to be done through a broker. But we don't, this, rather than having this two-step process of identifying a broker, asking the broker to go out and solicit the best proposal, here we're directly soliciting the proposal, which is usually provided through the broker. So you can see the specifications are released, and each broker agent is allowed to approach any carrier they want in the marketplace. We'll talk about what we've seen with respect to those different processes in terms of the challenges and the opportunities. Request for qualifications. Remember, this is the first process that we discussed in which we would take the first step of identifying an individual broker to go out and identify a product. This process is more time consuming. Obviously, it's a two-step process where we need to go through the RFP process to identify a broker, and then the brokers go, that particular broker goes and works with the carrier community to identify the best product. Provides an opportunity, and the procurement of the best insurance program becomes a collaborative effort between the broker and the agency. The broker works on our behalf. We can have a dialogue with them. We can have input during the process with respect to which product works best for the tollway. And the process helps ensure that the broker that is working with the carriers is knowledgeable about the market and well-suited to provide input on the selection of the carrier and the selection of the product, as well as ongoing relationships with the carrier. So that's an advantage as well. With respect to the broker of record, the issue or challenge here is making sure that once we identify those pools of brokers that are going to go out and solicit the product for the tollway, that we match, that we're good at matching the right broker with the right market, the right segment of the market, the right carriers. Does the individual broker have a good relationship with the carriers that are assigned to them? The process, I think, appears to be more fair with respect to the broker community. That each of them has an opportunity to participate in the process, that they aren't locked out in advance. And one of the concerns is, are there enough markets or carriers to fairly assign to each of those brokers a segment of each market? And finally, the process that is currently used, in which we solicit proposals directly, provides some challenges and opportunities as well. One of the challenges that we've identified is that the incumbent broker in particular has an advantage in that they have a relationship, a pre-existing relationship with the carrier that's been successful in providing the coverage in the past. They have an understanding of when our policies expire. They may have an opportunity, without our knowledge, of going out, working with that carrier, kind of tying up that particular market in advance of our official solicitation. The advantage of this is we think the brokers have an opportunity to be creative in developing and proposing an insurance program if they develop those relationships with carriers on a long-term basis and are able to continue to work with us over the long term and identify and understand our needs. So, again, some of the challenges of the process itself: the insurance marketplace prefers longevity of relationships. This shouldn't be surprising. Insurance companies do not want a situation where they're asked to provide insurance for only a period of 1 year and not have an opportunity to kind of smooth those losses or recover losses that may occur with a short-term engagement. They prefer longevity. Certain carriers specialize in certain industries, so when we're trying to segment the market, the number of carriers that are participating in property insurance versus liability insurance may be limited with respect to assigning markets to different brokers. The current process may seem unfair to certain agents and brokers because of the issue that we spoke about in terms of incumbent carriers possibly locking out other brokers with respect to the carrier that's provided the most aggressive program in the past. And finally, we believe that our current costs and coverage, and we have information on that, are competitive, but the problem is we've received a limited number of proposals when we've gone through the process. We've provided for you on the next couple of pages some comparables with respect to our property insurance. And again, when we say comparables, none of them are precisely comparable. They're different sizes, they're different number of, different amount of assets, they have a different number of users. To the extent that we can provide comparables, the tollways, property insurance, as we noted, is about $746,000. And the next closest to that is the Pennsylvania Turnpike at $1.3 million for the property insurance. With respect to liability, we have one comparable to look at, New Jersey Turnpike. I think in terms of total coverages, they're similar. Their retention is higher, $2 million versus our $250,000. And as you can see, their premiums are higher than the tollways. With that, I'd just like to open it up to any thoughts, discussion, feedback. John's available here as well to try to answer any specific questions you might have.
How do we define a broker right now? Is it by his commission, by his... I'm trying to understand how you start that process.
How do you comp out your
brokers? Is it by the amount of fee they charge you? Is that one of the part of the process?
Well, currently what we do is we provide an RFP, a request for proposal, for the product that we want, and open it up to everyone.
The insurance product.
But the insurance product, not for brokers. And the brokers, the individual brokers, will seek out carriers and develop a package with the carrier. And within that premium that they propose is the broker's commission.
Okay.
And this is a process that has been prescribed for us by Central Management Services, right? They have, in the past at least, told us that this is the way we should be soliciting for our insurance coverage.
It has been the process that they have suggested that we have pursued. And we certainly can go back to them, explain some of the benefits of alternative approaches, and believe that they would be open to that discussion, but that is their preferred method at this point.
But that shouldn't... We certainly can go and...
Yeah, I don't think that should color our discussion here with respect to how we proceed.
Are you, have the deductibles set, do you think, at the right levels for all our policies right now?
It's a good question. Each time we go through this process, we ask for, we receive a proposal, and we will ask, after we receive that proposal, whether or not a change in the deductible or a change in the level of coverage, how that might impact the premium. We think we're at the right retention levels now relative to the premiums that we receive, but I think it's certainly something that we can continue to discuss.
Are you comfortable with the process as it is right now? Kind of sounds like it's dictated from CMS. Or do you think that there's maybe, by basically, as Director Garcia mentioned, maybe the process, maybe bringing in brokers and interviewing them and qualifying them, and then asking them to go out to the market. Are there some benefits there as far as...
I think what I can say is I'm comfortable with the product that we've retained, at the price we've retained it. I also have, I think, that shared among management, concerns about, at a minimum, the appearance of only receiving one or two proposals, and the possibility that we're missing an opportunity because we're receiving one or two proposals, and because an incumbent broker has this opportunity to lock up the coverage in advance. I'm a bit concerned that we have to be careful if we're to switch the method by which we procure insurance to ensure that we're not setting up a dynamic that's going to result in a more expensive and less attractive product. But that's just something that we would have to work through in this process before we decide to change how we procure.
One issue is our comfort with, you know, if we continue on the same course, continue to procure in the same way, I think we could reasonably expect that we will continue to have a couple of respondents or a couple of proposals. And I know that we're all very sensitive, as I said, to get those, and I think it's just our level of comfort with, you know, continuing, even though we do think we're getting a competitive product and a good product, continuing to have just a couple of proposals versus something where we may have, you know, a larger pool of options, proposals, etc. And it's just how important it is for us to have, you know, where the weight is on those two options.
Do you run multi-year policies? I know on one of these slides you talked about longevity of relationships. Is it single year or is it multi-year policies?
When we conduct the RFP, we provide for an initial one-year policy with renewal options, typically up to 5 years. And I think past practice has been to negotiate annual renewals multiple times before we proceed with a new RFP. So I think at least for the existing carriers, the understanding or expectation is it won't be limited to 1 year, that we will be working with them to secure the coverage for multiple years, but we do only lock it in for 1 year. We provide ourselves the opportunity to get out if we need to or want to.
Is there a way, would we have to petition CMS or ask them for permission if we wanted to explore another way to qualify? Would we have to get their permission first?
We would have to get some agreement there from them, and then of course, you know, any of our procurements are approved by the, you know, SPO and CPO and then generally the EEC in that process. But, you know, I don't think that we're opposed to, you know, if there's a feeling or an interest, we certainly aren't opposed or don't think that that is an insurmountable obstacle. We think, you know, we could go and make the case and if there's an interest, test the waters and see where we're at. How reasonably could we expect there might be a need to do something? How reasonably could we expect to achieve an entire cycle of a new process by the time?
I think it's probably a 12-month process by the time.
Yes.
The timing.
So there might be a need to extend something a little bit if we did make a transition.
Is there one policy there that you say maybe you could pull out and say we could do it as a test, as a pilot? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess I refer to John, if you have about the between property and liability, is there one that might be?
Well, we just finished the RFP process of the property and started that coverage this year. First, I mean, we had to extend because of our process, but we just began the first year and we just renewed for the second time our liability insurance. So
they're both pretty early, I think.
Yeah, they're both
pretty fresh. If we wanted to test one, it sounds like, at least from how long we've had the coverage, that it's pretty much equal as far as that's concerned. That we could test one out. You know, there's coverage for any longer period of time.
So the fear would be basically if we do a test or trial run, that actually could result in maybe higher premiums. And maybe, possibly, is that some of the concern too? The premium may increase. I mean, it could go the other way. It could go. We may be looking at this well. Maybe a different process where maybe it looks a little more competitive than it is, but actually the premiums go up. And then, I guess that could happen.
It could happen. Yeah. Of course, that could happen whether or not change our procurement process.
Right. I'm curious. Any other directors interested in
doing anything differently, or?
So, who's the current, is the current broker that we have now cover all our insurance, or is it separate for based on liability, medical, or?
USI Midwest, I think, is the broker for the liability policies, and Mesereau for property.
What about the health?
And for health, it's direct proposal from the Blue Cross Blue Shield.
That is one of the differences in the health, because health areas will go directly to them. There was a time when some insurance carriers had some direct contact, but now the distribution, much like vehicles, the distribution process for insurance in Illinois is pretty much through brokers or agents.
One of the things we could consider is, you know, a request for information process, or even a survey of other states, other toll roads, other governmental bodies that in some way we can identify as comparable to us, some of the methods that they use to provide some additional information.
Because it's worth exploring. You know, I guess, you know, we talked about the different brokers, and sometimes the brokers basically, maybe they do something as being competitive, they may or may not reduce their fee, or they may use the leverage they have with the carriers to get a better, you know, a better fee, but you don't know that.
And one of the things I think we have tried to do in the past is to speak to agencies about their coverages. They tend to be reticent to talk to us about their premiums and their policies, but if we talk to them about their process, that might be something that they're being more open to discussing. I don't even know if that would need to be a formal process.
And it could be a formal process. It could also, attempt to take some steps to do it in a slightly different way for one of these policies, and report back, of course, if we either run into obstacles in pursuing it, or if we ultimately don't feel that we got a very competitive price at the end of the process. It's a matter, again, of we've tried to listen to, you know, there's been board feedback from some of the board members, and we appreciate it very much that nobody likes to see just a couple of proposals or one proposal for our product. So this would be one way of, you know, making sure that we were getting multiple or attempting to get multiple. I should say, we can't ever make sure of it.
Is there a consensus in the committee of how we'd like that to proceed?
I just have one question. On the business automobile liability, is that all for all the vehicles that are being driven by employees?
And squad cars. And all the squad cars. Okay. We have about 700 vehicles under that policy.
And how many drivers?
$1 million.
How many drivers of, you know, like?
Could be any driver.
So anybody that's employed by the tollway can
right.
drive it. They're all covered.
Pool cars are that way. We've got all the squad cars, so the state police are permissive drivers under our policy. They're not insured, they're permissive drivers. And then all the snowplows, all the